Why do prisons resemble slavery? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. First, because prisons disproportionately subjugate people of color. Indeed, the percentage of black people in prison is over twice that of the percentage of blacks in the general population. And the percentage of white people, conversely, is half their percentage in the general population. How did we get here? One obvious factor, the so-called wars on crime and on drugs that has led to mass incarceration. The United States prison population, less than 200,000 in 1970, ballooned to 10 times that number by 2010. Today, the prison population is still close to 2 million, which gives the United States a larger percentage of its population locked up than any other developed country. One great irony, the post-Civil War 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery and involuntary servitude, but which made an exception for, quote, punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. After the Civil War, black codes imprisoned black people for the crimes of essentially being black, and the war on drugs, a century later, did essentially the same thing. Ironically, the legal basis for incarceration and mass incarceration is the exception in the 13th Amendment, the amendment that was intended to abolish slavery and did, but which enshrined a system that allowed for slavery by another name. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.